Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
The Last Word on Today FM.
Particularly if maybe you're a teacher and want to defend your profession, or if you think perhaps that this has been a little bit contrived and exaggerated, this controversy caused by Michael O'Leary's comments when he was launching the campaign of the Employment and Enterprise Minister Peter Burke in Mullingar. Daniel McConnell, editor of the Business Post, is with us. And I don't often say in fairness to Michael O'Leary, given that the man doesn't talk to me since I wrote a book about him, but he was talking about the performance of teachers as politicians, wasn't he? Rather than as teachers, which seems to be how some of Fine Gael's opponents are trying to dress it up.
He was very clear, Matt, in his comments that he likes teachers, he has respect for teachers, he is, you know, father of four children himself, as he said. But he was, I suppose, drawing attention to the fact that there is a high concentration of teachers in Dáil Éireann. That's largely down to the very special status that they can leave their job to be politicians for as long as they're politicians, and knowing that the job will be there for them when they go back. And I think his wider point was that there is a lack, and has been a lack, of business acumen, or people from the business world, or people with real life experience of running companies in the elected class. And he's not wrong on that. He is absolutely 100% right on that. What this, I suppose, is, this is the perfect product for general election, because, you know, Fine Gael's opponents are now saying, oh, you don't care about teachers. You were laughing at, you know, the people in the room were laughing, essentially. So Fine Gael are not the party to look after teachers. Also, the idea that Michael O'Leary himself was in the room with Peter Burke and launching Micheál Martin at his own party's manifesto launch today, said it's not for business people to be launching political campaigns. The politicians should do it themselves. So they're getting attacked from every angle, and you've seen a kind of a raft of commentary from politicians within Fine Gael trying to distance themselves from Michael O'Leary, including the Taoiseach saying, you know, calling them crass and ill-informed, and saying he was pretty annoyed about it. The only danger for Fine Gael is there's probably a stock of people who normally would vote for Fine Gael who probably agree with Michael O'Leary in terms of the lack of business acumen within Leinster House.
Maybe they see him as our Elon Musk, the most successful businessman Ireland possibly has ever produced. Let's hear the comments in full again.
I think in Peter we have a candidate who comes from the private sector, which is absolutely vital. The Dáil is full of teachers. Nothing wrong with teachers. I love teachers. I have four children. But I wouldn't generally employ a lot of teachers to go out and get things done. I think it's important that we have people who come from the private sector, like Peter. It's important that we have more accountants. We may lack personality, but we make up in action and energy what we lack in personality. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's vital on November the 29th that we vote for Peter Burke. We give him our number one. By the way, I would also urge everybody, give your number two to somebody in Fianna Fáil as well. It's important, I think, in this election that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil supporters transfer to each other. What is most important in this election is, one, we weed out the Greens.
Oh, a couple of things there, but I particularly, accountants lack personality. Who's standing up for the accountants of Ireland, given that he is one himself? One listener says he calls his pilots glorified taxi drivers, so are you surprised? Another one saying it's a manufactured outrage, and one saying, I'm a secondary school teacher, but I'm too busy getting stuff done to write a long reply. His point there about transferring the Greens, I noticed Charlie Flanagan was out very quickly as well over the weekend saying that they want a Fine Gael Fianna Fáil coalition to weed out the Greens. And that seems to be something Michael O'Leary has been to the forefront, hasn't he, over the last year in attacking the Greens over Dublin Airport and other issues, which may undermine its potential in the election.
Yes, absolutely, Matt. He's been very critical of the Green Party. He's been very critical of Eamon Ryan. He's made a number of very personalised attacks on Eamon Ryan, the leader, for his failure, as you say, to address the Dublin Airport passenger cap and other issues. And, you know, ultimately he says that I think what he is reflecting, Matt, is that there's a strong belief within Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil that the Greens won't have enough seats to go back in. And even if they did, they would prefer not to go back in with the Greens, because I think there's a real sense of annoyance that they were able to, or they had to, I suppose, sacrifice so much in terms of policy and programme for government commitments in 2020 to form the government as is. And there's an argument from many within Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil that price was too high. It was a disproportionate amount of ground to concede to the Greens. They're obviously, I think it was reflecting a couple of the papers over the weekend that's been spoken openly for many weeks, is that they're obviously, they would look to someone or a party like the Labour Party if they got sufficient seats as a more viable option. They know they've been in government, they know how to get business done. They're a bit more pragmatic. Yes, they have their ideologies, but they're a bit more pragmatic and would be kind of better coalition partners than the Green Party. However, I think as our old polling has shown in recent days, there's a large stock of independents, and we know there's a well-established trend in Irish politics that, you know, you can buy the support of a number of those independents, and they generally, once bought, stay bought, and they've proven exceptionally reliable and solid over many terms. Even at the teeth of the financial crisis, you still had independent TDs willing to back the government on key votes like budgets and on motions of confidence.
Now, Roderick O'Gorman, the Green Party leader, did say today that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael seem to be pushing to marginalise the Green Party from re-entering government. But it was interesting that in response to Fianna Fáil's election manifesto today, which included pledges such as to increase the state pension to €350, the entry point to the higher rate of PAYE to €50,000. Fine Gael's deputy leader, Helen McEntee, hit out at Fianna Fáil's manifesto saying, quote, "It is full of uncosted promises but contains so little substance." What's she at there, given that Fine Gael will need transfers from Fianna Fáil candidates and will want to go back into government with the party again after the election?
This is the great dilemma, Matt, of Irish politics, is that you will need three parties to form the next government, or two parties plus a bit of add-on in terms of independence, as I said. So what you're now, but each party has to eke out its own identity. So you now have what were very stable coalition partners in Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil now coming out and quite, you know, strongly attacking each other. Micheál Martin did an interview with us, my colleague Conal Thomas, at the weekend, and he absolutely dumped all over this idea of Simon Harris for a Minister for Infrastructure. He was absolutely saying it will not work, it'd take 5 years to come in. Like, it's as strong as Micheál Martin could condemn a policy. Like, it sounded like he was talking about the Sinn Féin and how vehement he has often been about Sinn Féin when he was talking about Simon Harris and his policy for a Department of Infrastructure. So we're seeing more of this now. We also know that Fianna Fáil have made it very clear that they want the justice portfolio, and I think there's probably a bit of a rearguard action coming from Fine Gael saying, hang on, we're the party of law and order. If we get back in, that's the one we want to keep.
Lots of comments coming in supporting Michael O'Leary. James says he's dead right on this comment regarding teachers. I'm not his biggest fan. People working in the public sector have no idea of the ruthlessness of the private sector. Another one says O'Leary raises a valid point, but instead is spun by politicians as an attack on teachers. Diversity of skills in the Dáil is badly needed. Of course, you've got to think back as well amongst the teachers we've had over the last decade, not just Micheál Martin as Taoiseach, Michael Noonan as Minister for Finance, former teacher. So was Enda Kenny, former Taoiseach, a teacher as well. And yet there seems to be relatively little outrage, Daniel McConnell, about the fact that Gerry Hutch, the man known as the Monk, the man at the centre of a feud which has taken many lives over the last decade, has decided to run as a general election candidate. What should we make of that?
Yeah, he came into Dublin Airport earlier today and was mobbed by the media. To, I suppose, hear it from the horse's mouth that he was willing to stand or is looking to stand as a candidate in Dublin Central. That's obviously the constituency with Mary Lou MacDonald, Pascal Donoghue, Nessa Harrigan and Gary Gannon, all sitting TDs at the moment. It certainly would raise the ante about us. Now, I know, listening to very good podcasts like your one and the one that yourself and Ivan do, like, Ivan would not give him a huge amount of credibility in terms of actually getting a shot in terms of getting enough support to win a seat.
I think he's wrong. I think he could actually get a major vote, and it could be very disruptive to the outcome in that constituency.
Yeah, I think this is like the left field in this constituency is already very crowded, because not only have the arrival of the Mope, but we also have Claire Daly, who's parachuted herself into Dublin Central as well. And I'm speaking because I live in the constituency, so I know it intimately. So it's a very crowded field on the left, and the only person either operating in the centre or on the right hand side is Pascal Donoghue, and he isn't exactly on the kind of conservative wing of Fine Gael either. So it is a very left leaning constituency without question. The big issue for Gerry Hutch in terms of being a candidate, does he have the ground operation, or does he need a ground operation to get the vote out sufficiently to win a seat? Two, will he be postering? Will he be knocking on doors? Will he be doing any of the normal stuff that normal politicians do? It's unlikely, given, is he hoping that he can do enough in the media in order to get himself elected? Does he get allowed on radio shows like your own, Matt? Does he go on RT?
No.
Will he be allowed to go on television? These are the questions that will form part of it. If he is shut out from a media platform or a nationwide platform such as that, he may struggle to get that vote out. Notoriety alone may not do it, but I just don't see whether or not he has any operation whatsoever in order to go knocking on doors or putting up posters. But it certainly will disrupt the campaign. It certainly will be a talking point in the campaign, and it certainly, I have no doubt, will disrupt the likes of Marie Sherlock, Nessa Harrigan, Claire Daly as well, and all the other, Gary Gannon, all the others on the left, because, as I said, there's only a certain number of seats.
And it's going to be a fascinating constituency. Thank you, Daniel McConnell, editor of the Business Post. We have Pascal Donoghue from that constituency in debate with Owen O'Brien of Sinn Féin after 5 o'clock. Here's a listener who says, I'm an accounting and business teacher. I'm also a chartered accountant. I fully believe what Michael O'Leary said. The government's like a big business with money in and money out and balancing the books. Teachers don't have the background on how to run a business, and I would go so far in saying some principals could barely run a school, never mind the country.
The Last Word on Today FM.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.